Today is the first Saturday of the month, so I thought it would be good for us to remind ourselves of what Our Lady said at Fatima about the first Saturday devotions. We know that after the apparitions in 1917, Our Lady and the Christ Child appeared to Sister Lucia in her Dorothean convent on December 10th, 1925. And she describes it with Our Lady holding the Christ Child by her side, elevated on the cloud of light. Our Lady rested one hand on Lucia's shoulder, while on the other hand she held a heart surrounded with sharp thorns. And at the same time, the child Jesus spoke, "Have pity on the heart of your most holy mother. It is covered with the thorns with which ungrateful men pierce it at every moment, and there is no one to remove them with an act of reparation." So then Our Lady spoke to Sister Lucia, "My daughter, look at my heart, surrounded with the thorns with which ungrateful men pierce it at every moment by their blasphemies and ingratitude. You at least try to console me and say that I promise to assist at the hour of death with all the graces necessary for salvation all those who, on the first Saturday of five consecutive months, go to confession and receive Holy Communion, recite five decades of the Rosary, and keep me company for a quarter of an hour while meditating on the mysteries of the Rosary, with the intention of making reparation to me." So this is the origin of the five First Saturday devotions. We know that these five First Saturdays are in reparation for the five sins committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. First, those who attack the Immaculate Conception, those who deny that Mary is conceived without sin, those who say Mary was sinful, either with original sin or personal sin, that would be the first thorn in the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Again, those who deny her Immaculate Conception. We celebrate on Tuesday the great feast day of the Immaculate Conception, where we honor Our Lady. Second, those who attack or deny the reality of Mary's perpetual virginity, those who say Mary had other children. So that's the second thorn in Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. Those who deny what the Church has revealed and what Scripture reveals, that Mary was a virgin before, during, and after the birth of Christ. Mary's perpetual virginity, a teaching of the Church which so many inside and outside the Church deny. The third thorn in Our Lady's Immaculate Heart, those who will not call her Mother of God or Theotokos, the Mother of God, and those who refuse to accept that she is the mother of all mankind. So it's those who deny or attack Mary's motherhood, whether it be of Christ, who is God. Therefore, we can call Mary the Mother of God, since the one she gave birth to is truly Lord and God. Or those who deny that Mary is the mother of all souls, of all mankind. The fourth thorn in Our Lady's Immaculate Heart that we need to make reparation for, those who try to publicly implant in children's heart indifference, contempt, or hatred for the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Those who lead the children astray by not fostering tender and true devotion to our Blessed Mother. And fifth, those who insult directly her sacred images, the beautiful statues or icons or paintings of our Blessed Mother, those who attack or defy or desecrate holy images of Our Lady. So these are the five First Saturdays. That's why we attend Mass on the first Saturday of the month and offer your Mass and Communion in reparation for all the sins committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Now, the way in which we make reparation is first by attending Mass and receiving Holy Communion in the state of grace. Second, going to confession within 8 days before or 8 days after the first Saturday. Again, all with the intention of making reparation. Third, reciting 5 decades of the Rosary. And then, lastly, keeping Our Lady company for 15 minutes while meditating on the mysteries of the Rosary. Either 15 minutes on one mystery or a few minutes on each of the mysteries, spending that 15 minutes keeping Our Lady's company. And it's recommended, if possible, to do this in church in the presence of the Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. So what can we gain from doing these 5 first Saturdays? Our Lady promises assistance with tremendous grace at the hour of our death. She says grace is necessary for salvation for those who practice this devotion. And also, it will bring about the salvation of souls and peace as a result for those who propagate devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So what a wonderful thing it is to live this gospel message, which really is obviously the message of Fatima, which is the message of the gospel. Prayer and penance, reparation, conversion, receiving the sacraments. That's really what this devotion is all about. It's about prayer. It's about sacrifice, spending time in meditation and reflection on the mysteries of Holy Scripture. And then repentance by going to confession and then being united to Christ in Holy Communion.